Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Lent, we tell the story of Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. He will ultimately enter Jerusalem in triumph. Then he will be arrested and tried there. And finally, he will be crucified there in Jerusalem. And in our passage from Luke today, Jesus laments over Jerusalem and speaks about it rather enigmatically, but in a way that foreshadows his upcoming passion. He says it is impossible for a prophet to be killed away from Jerusalem. He is suggesting that he himself is a prophet who will be killed there in Jerusalem. What is Jerusalem all about? Why is Jerusalem so important to Jesus? Those of you who attended the Thursday class on biblical archaeology last year may remember how Jerusalem grew from a small settlement based on one hill and then expanded into the surrounding hills. In Jesus' time, it was home to around 25,000 people. Now, a Greek geographer of that time described Jerusalem as a place that would not be envied and a place for which no one would fight. Not a ringing endorsement, right? A place that would not be envied and for which no one would fight. So that's not exactly been the history of the town. People certainly did fight for it, but in a way, Jerusalem's self-image was always grander in its own eyes than in the eyes of the world. So that name Jerusalem comes from words that have been understood as the seeing of peace, and King David took Jerusalem as his own capital, and so the city became called the City of David. As the city of kings, it was became the most important city of Jerusalem, of Israel. The center point of Jewish faith, where Solomon built the temple, the symbolic dwelling place of God. Later, when the people of Israel were taken into exile, it was Jerusalem that they yearned for. And when they returned, they flocked to Jerusalem, and they worked hard to rebuild its temples and its walls and its houses. And so by Jesus' time, Jerusalem was once again a place of some religious and political power, but now it was ruled primarily by the Romans. King Herod is ostensibly the king of the Jews, and he is a dangerous man. He's had John the Baptizer killed, and he's now threatening to kill Jesus. But he is not the ultimate authority, nor is Herod Jesus' ultimate enemy. In Jerusalem, we have both religious and political leaders, and sometimes they appear to be at odds with each other, and sometimes they appear to be collaborating with each other. This is the city of Jerusalem at Jesus' time. The religious leaders may not be trustworthy, and Jerusalem itself may become Jesus' ultimate enemy. It is a city that has a reputation for killing prophets, prophets like Jesus who tell inconvenient truths. So despite its character as a great spiritual center, Jerusalem has become a place of great spiritual conflict. It is the place where the great drama of Jesus' life is to be played out. This is the place where good and evil come to clash. Jerusalem is the place where the crowds are first drawn to Jesus, and then they are swayed to ask for his blood. Jerusalem is the great symbolic location of the battle for the souls of women and men. And this is where Jesus is going. He's not going to some random place. He is going to a place that God has laid claim to, a place where rebellious people have also resisted God's claim. But nothing is going to get in Jesus' way as he journeys to Jerusalem. Not even threats from King Herod can distract Jesus from his final destination. This is a sacred journey ordained by God. And all along the way, Jesus is mourning over Jerusalem, that great city. And he longs to give Jerusalem shelter, as a mother hen shelters her chicks, keeps them safe under her wings. Jesus has not given up on Jerusalem, despite the presence of corruption there. Instead, he yearns to claim it for his own, to claim it as God's city once again. What is Jerusalem today? Well, literally, of course, it's a city of great holy significance to three great religions, to Judaism, to Christianity, to Islam. But symbolically speaking, when we talk about Jerusalem and encounter that in our Bible text, I believe that Jerusalem stands for our world today. Jerusalem, like our world, is a place where great evil happens. It is a place where great blessings also can occur. Jerusalem is wherever we encounter God in the world, because God does not turn away from the imperfections of our world, just as God did not turn away from the imperfections of Jerusalem. Instead, God has claimed the world as God's own, as a place to be redeemed and sheltered and loved. Jerusalem is indeed the place where Jesus will be put to death, and it is also the place where he will be raised from the dead, resurrected and vanquishing sin and death. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It is a place where evil has sometimes dominated, but the place where blessings flow out into the world. At the end of the Christian Bible, the book of Revelation closes with an image of this new Jerusalem. And the writer says, "I saw in a vision the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God, and they will be his peoples, and God will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eye. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' This is the new Jerusalem. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life flowing from the throne of God and through the middle of the city, of the street of the city. And on either side of the river is the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. Nothing accursed will be found in Jerusalem anymore. God's plan is to redeem Jerusalem and live in it, which tells us that God's plan is to redeem our world and to live in it. Nothing accursed will be found in our world anymore when God's plan comes to fruition. So this Lent, as we hear how Jesus travels to Jerusalem, may we see its troubles and its promise, and may we know them for our own. Jesus is traveling to us to be with us. Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem to wipe away all tears, to make us all new again, and to bring our whole world the peace of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.